Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Each of us turns to many different people for all kinds of advice during our lifetime. When we don't feel well, we go to the doctor and seek his advice. If we have problems seeing, we go to the eye doctor or the dentist if our teeth are hurting, and so forth and so on. Sometimes we ask other people for advice and direction in life. Sometimes we might trust our own advice, our wisdom, or our strength. Yet, too often, we may forget God's wisdom, his strength, and his knowledge. The Lord reminds us that Jesus himself is the cornerstone of the Christian church, the cornerstone of our Christian faith, and also becomes the cornerstone of our life. The wisdom that Jesus has surpasses all wisdom of this world, surpasses the advice that others might give us. As Jesus gets closer to that day of crucifixion, the enemies of Jesus are anxious to see him out of the picture. Jesus still has much to teach them, and he wants the crowd to realize the advice that they have been getting was not good. So Jesus wanted to tell this parable to the people. A man planted a vineyard, rented it out to some tenants, and went away for a long time. The owner of the land provided work for those who needed work as he rented out this property. He had lots of patience, and he waited for the vineyard to produce its fruit. The time of the harvest had arrived, and then the time for the payment. The tenants would get their certain share of the crop, and the owner would get the other portion. The owner sent his servant to gather that portion. He went to speak the words of the owner. It was fair and what they had agreed upon, but the tenants beat him and sent him away with no payment. The owner sent another servant, but he was also beaten and treated shamefully and sent away empty-handed. He sent still a third servant, and they wounded him and threw him out of the vineyard. So the owner had sent three servants, and all received the same reaction. The tenants spurned the word of the owner. They had no use for the agreement that they had made. This sounds like similar to today. People seek advice of all sorts from experts and authorities, but when it comes to the authority of Scripture, the world has little for what God's Word says. There are many today who feel that God's Word has no relevance for today since it was written thousands of years ago. What use can it be for us in our modern day and age? But by God's grace, we have come to know and believe that God's Word reveals to us that Jesus is the cornerstone. When we need a direction for our path in life, we have it in God's Word. When we need hope in a hopeless situation, we have it in God's Word. When we realize that we cannot save ourselves and deserve nothing but eternal punishment, we have God's eternal light revealed to us in his Word. God's Word for the believer is his power, and it is our power that has changed our lives so that now we can enter heaven. We can enter heaven rather than languish in the depths of eternal punishment. Our parable continues with rejection. We thought it was bad that the tenants beat up the servants and sent them back. They were spurning what was offered to them. They had been given the land to work. The Lord blessed it by producing a crop. So the owner does something that we probably wouldn't do. He said, I will send my son, whom I love. Perhaps they will respect him. Then we hear the reaction of the tenants. But when the tenants saw him, they talked the matter over. This is the heir. They said, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. They thought if they got the son out of the way, the owner would have to give them the son's inheritance. So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. They rejected the love that the owner was showing them, that these tenants, giving them another chance, another chance, another chance. Then Jesus asked this question, what then will the owner do against these tenants in the vineyard? Jesus wants them to think about that. What will he do? How sad it is when people reject God's love. People are saved purely out of God's grace. God brings believers into his kingdom of grace. When they are lost on their own accord because they rejected God's love. But for us who are believers, God has caused his powerful word to work in our hearts. And by grace, we are able to see and believe and know once again that Jesus Christ is our cornerstone, the foundation on which we build. Jesus goes to answer the question. So what will the owner of the vineyard do to them? Jesus tells them, in case they didn't know, the answer should have been very obvious, but it wasn't obvious to them. Jesus said, he will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. For some odd reason, they thought the tenants should not be put to death and that the vineyard shouldn't be given to someone else. There were many who looked at Jesus and were crushed by what he had said. We are told the scribes and the chief priests looked for a way to arrest Jesus immediately because they knew he had spoken this parable against them. The church leaders did not seize him to put him to death immediately because they were afraid of the people. So the Lord warns us. He says, final judgment comes on the last day. God's law, even though it points out our sins and crushes us because of our sinfulness, cannot be changed. It says we are sinners. We are sinners. It reminds us that we cannot put our trust or confidence in anyone but God alone. Jesus wants us to turn towards him. Jesus stands there and describes himself as the cornerstone and says he, as the owner, would put to death the evil tenants. Their answer was, may this never be, may this never be, may this thing never happen to us. Their eyes were blinded. They were spurning God's word. In a few days, they would even reject God's love as they cried out for Jesus' crucifixion on the cross. There are all kinds of advice around, all kinds of experts too. Still today, the only true expert is Jesus Christ, our cornerstone. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.